Chapter 10.
What kind of company, Cassie? I heard Jake snap.
15, maybe 20 people. They're strung out in a line, coming this way. And I have an equal number coming from the southeast,
Rachel said.
And, oh man, they have Hork-Bajir with them. It's not even dark, and they're bringing Hork-Bajir out. In the open.
They want our boy here real badly, I said. It's a big risk running aliens through the woods when it's still light enough to see.
They're converging on you, Cassie reported. I have a small troop of Hork-Bajir coming up too. Oh man, this isn't good. You guys are practically surrounded. You have maybe 5 minutes till they're all over you.
Talk about bad timing. It's getting late,
Marco pointed out.
It's almost dinner time. My dad will give me so much grief if I don't get home in time for dinner.
Jake laughed. So did I. It was just so ridiculous having to worry about being grounded when we were halfway surrounded by Yerks.
We could easily escape, Axe said. We can all morph some small animal or bird and not be seen.
That wouldn't help old Jarahemi here, Marco said.
Distraction, Jake said. We need to draw the bad guys away.
But the Yerks are looking for a Hork-Bajir, Axe pointed out. Will they be foolish enough to follow any of us?
We can only hope they will, Jake said tersely. We can get away, but I don't think we can leave Jarahemi behind.
But I had a different idea. Unfortunately, it was a dangerous idea. A very dangerous idea. And the danger would all be on someone else, not me. I hesitated. It makes me sick when other people take risks that I can't take.
Look, there might be a way, I said at last.
What?
Jake asked. They want a Hork-Bajir to chase, right? Well, we could give them one.
Morph a Hork-Bajir?
Marco asked.
Ew.
Jarahemi isn't just any animal, Cassie objected. He's sentient. He's self-aware.
Axe morphed me once, Jake pointed out. And Cassie, you morphed Rachel.
I'm just saying, we have to get Jarahemi's permission at least, Cassie said. But whatever you decide, do it quick.
I'll do it. I'll morph the Hork-Bajir, Rachel said.
Suddenly, I saw her glide down through the trees on her huge eagle wings.
I need to change morphs anyway. It's getting too dark for eagle eyes.
No, I should do it, Axe said quickly.
No way,
Rachel said. She was already starting to demorph.
I have dibs.
Dibs?
I spoke first, Rachel explained.
Axe let it go and focused his main eyes back on the Hork-Bajir.
Yerks are coming. One of my friends wishes to morph you, to trick the Yerks. Do you agree?
Jarahemi hates Yerks,
the big Hork-Bajir said, like that was all the answer he needed to give.
Okay then, turn around, Jarahemi, I ordered the Hork-Bajir. Close your eyes and don't look till I tell you. If you open your eyes, this Hrothren here, this Andalite, will slice and dice you. You got it? Eyes closed.
The Hork-Bajir turned around obediently. I would have laughed if I wasn't feeling half sick with worry for Rachel. I mean, this 7-foot-tall monster was taking orders from a 20-inch-long bird. But my sense of humor was slightly damaged right then. Rachel was going to morph a Hork-Bajir. And then she was going to draw off the Yerks. She was going to make them chase her. It made me sick to think about it. It had been my idea. My brilliant idea. And she would take the risk. Rachel began to emerge from her eagle body. She rose up swiftly from the pine needle and rotting leaf floor of the forest. Up and up, a weird, misshapen, nightmare creature made of fair human flesh and dark brown feathers, bright yellow beak, and lengthening legs. I would have given anything to be able to go in her place. But I can't morph. I would be safe in the sky or in the trees while she was trying to outrun the enemy. It was the story of my life lately. My friends went into danger, and I stayed safe. All because I couldn't morph. In a minute, Rachel was no longer a bird, but a human girl. A human girl who even now, even with all of us scared, managed to look like some smiling magazine cover girl.
You don't have to do this, Rachel, I said.
It's Rachel's greatest thrill, Marco said. Morph a Horkbajir? Hey, she'll finally get to become on the outside what she's always been inside.
Shut up, Marco, I snapped.
Rachel gave me a look that said, Don't worry, Tobias. But she said nothing, because she was now fully human. We still didn't want the Horkbajir to know we were human. We didn't want him to hear a human voice. The Horkbajir stood peacefully as Rachel reached out her slender fingers to touch the creature's neck. The Horkbajir went slightly limp as she began to acquire him, to absorb his DNA and make it a part of her.
Guys, Cassie called down from the sky. I'm serious now. The bad guys are definitely getting close. I can see them.
With my hawk's hearing, I heard the sounds of heavy creatures stomping and crashing clumsily through the woods. I heard the metallic clank of weapons against belts and the muttered commands between human controllers and Horkbajir. Cassie's right, I said. We're down to 2 minutes maximum. Rachel gave a nod. She sent me a cocky wink. She closed her eyes and focused on the new morph. And then Rachel began to change. I wanted to turn away, but somehow I felt like I owed it to her to watch. It was because of me this was happening to her. I can't tell you how utterly bizarre that scene was. The woods were growing dark. Shadows were deep all around, and even with my hawk's eyes, I couldn't see through the shadows. Overhead, the sky was dark blue, streaked with red and orange, not yet black. True night was still an hour away. But under the shade of the trees, it was night already. We stood there, an insane nightmare of creatures. The Horkbajir, eyes closed tight. The Andalite, deadly tail twitching nervously at the prospect of battle. The orange and black striped tiger climbing down from the rocks, moving like liquid power. A gorilla walking erect, using his massive fists as extra feet. And me, the bird boy. And in the middle of our group was Rachel. She was growing taller now. She was already tall for a girl, but now she was quickly heading toward Shaq size. Her skin was changing. It turned dark, almost green-black. Her feet mutated swiftly from dainty human to the three-toed, one-spur feet of the Horkbajir. Feet that looked like my own talons, except much, much larger. Her face grew elongated. The jaw bulged outward and became smooth as a bullet. Her eyes were narrow, red-tinged slits. And then the blades began to appear. Swoop! Horn blades exploded from her forehead. Swoop! Blades appeared at the wrists and elbows. Swoop! Blades grew at her knees. Rachel had become a walking razor. 7 feet of muscled, deadly speed.
So, Rachel said, this is a Horkbajir.